Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish up Simin Tav Yud Ches and Tav Yud Tes. Today is page 564. This is Resh Pei Beis Amud Beis. We are up to Tav Yud Ches Si'iv Dalid. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Nishba L'Sanas Kach V'Kach Yam Ver Ben Rosh Chodesh. If you take a Shavua that you're going to fast for X number of days and Rosh Chodesh falls out during that time, HaShavua Chal Lav Mitam Yisr Kolel. The Shavua is still going to be Chal because it's in Yisr Kolel, meaning the Shavua is definitely Chal on the days that are not Rosh Chodesh. So once it's Chal on the days that are not Rosh Chodesh, it's Chal on Rosh Chodesh as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Is mitam Yisr Kolel, Demigo Dechal Shavuos, Hayam Mamutar, Bechal Shavuos Unami, Gam Hayam Asurim Betaynis, Dehal Kol, Losam Beloshen Echad, that since the Shavuos Chal on the days that are not Rosh Chodesh, it's going to be Chal on the Rosh Chodesh day as well, because it's all in the same, included in the same Loshen Taynis. Vayter in the Shulchan Aruch, Vim Nishma, Beferish Lisanus Rosh Chodesh, if a person takes just Stam, a Beferish Shavua, that he's going to fast on Rosh Chodesh, so nearly shechal lav shuvah kibin she'inu ela midrabanan el shmidiv rabim haram nir lecharishu midaraisa. He says, I think it should be that the shuvah is going to be chal because the isra to fast on Rosh Chodesh is only nisra midrabanan. But the Rambam seems to imply that the isra to fast on Rosh Chodesh is a daraisa, which the Shulchan Aruch seems to be implying, and therefore the shuvah wouldn't be chal at all and doesn't even need to be addressed. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud, nearly shechal lav shuvah kolom. It's chal over here because it's not the oraisa to fast on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, the shvuah is going to be binding until you're matir the shvuah. He said, but that just means not that you should fast, but that you're mechuyev to go and be matir this because you're not supposed to end up in a situation where you got to fast on Rosh Chodesh. But the Rambam sounds like Shumi Daraisa. Hainu Midichsiv, where's the Pasuk? If something's Daraisa, it's got to have a Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, Moadechem of Rosh Chodeshem, Se Iskish Rosh Chodesh Lemoed, that we link Rosh Chodesh to Moed. Valkane, Ain Shvua Chalal of Lidide Rak Bekola, Vachanal, and therefore a Shvua cannot be Chal to fast on Rosh Chodesh, unless it's a Nisr Kolal, where you take a Shvua for several days, and Rosh Chodesh is one of them. Avalashach Biyaradeusim, Rishdat Sivkat Niral of Kosav, Dafilu Tema de Rosh Chodesh Midar Raisa. Even if you say that you're not, that it's an issur daraisa to fast on Rosh Chodesh, mikol makom shvua chalolav, given sheinu mefurish b'torah behedya kishabbos v'yom tov, the shvua would still be chal because while it may be an issur daraisa to fast on Rosh Chodesh, it is not mefurish b'kra. It never says explicitly that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh like it does on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Where does it say explicitly that you have to eat on Shabbos? Ichluhu hayom, or perhaps midivrei kabbalah v'karasa l'shabbos oneg. So you have that by Shabbos, you don't have that by Rosh Chodesh, v'chein hiskim apri chadash. And therefore it turns out that regardless of whether the Isra to fast on Rosh Chodesh is Zoraisa or Drabanan, the Shavua is going to be chal and therefore needs to be addressed through a hatara. Sifhei hamesan Rosh Chodesh o b'chanuk o Purim tainis chalom tzarich lemeisav tainis tanisei. If a person fasts on Rosh Chodesh Chanuk o Purim because of a bad dream, so then you need to fast another day for having fasted on a day that normally you're not supposed to fast. Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel tainis chalom shemutul l'sanos afil b'shabbos yom tov k'dal b'sim reish pechas v'adin hamesan mishum neder. You're allowed to fast the tainis chalom on Shabbos or Yom Tov, as we discussed in Simin Reish Peches, and the same is true if you're Mesana because of a neder. So Tainis L'Tanisa, you need to fast another day Kedei L'Chaper Lov Al Shabita Lo Nog Rosh Chodesh, to be Mechaper for having been Mevatel the mitzvah of enjoying Rosh Chodesh. Gumalal Simin Reish Peches L'Nin Shabbos, just like we have L'Gabe Shabbos. V'Kosav HaMagen Avram She Mesana Tainis Chalom Rosh Chodesh Nisan or Rosh Chodesh Av Ein Tzarech L'Mesav Tainis L'Tanisa De Yeshom the mitzvah L'Sanos Bem Kavur L'Kaman Simin Tav Kof Pei. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Av, if you fast the Tainis Chalom, you don't need to make up for that with another fast, because there are those that hold that it's okay to fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Av. So at least Legabe fasting another fast day to make up for that fast, it's not we can rely on those opinions that you were allowed to fast. Simin Taf Yud Tes Ubo Sif Echad Mitzvah Laharbos Besudas Rosh Chodesh. Right, one of the shortest. simanim in all of Shulchan Aruch. There's a mitzvah to have extra food on Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishnah Brura, v'alfakav demikru chiyuvenim chiyuv lechol dvar matunim birchas hamazon v'yachol latzis b'shari dvarim. Even though we learned in the beginning of Simin, what was it? In the beginning of Taf Yilches, that the Mishnah Brura said, you don't have to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to eat things that require birchas hamazon. You could be yotze with other foods. You could labasim kuf peiches. Mikol makom ha-motzi al-sudas Rosh Chodesh v'alchu v'shosu bo betov ha-reza mishubach. But if you spend money and you eat well on Rosh Chodesh, that is a good thing. And the Dirshu points out that the stipler used to have wine on Rosh Chodesh. V'kosu ha-poskim, so if you're looking for another reason to drink wine, v'kosu ha-poskim b'shem midrash psikta, the poskim write in the name of the midrash psikta, kol mezonofsev shaladam k'suvin lo me Rosh Hashanah ad Rosh Hashanah, that all of a person's mezonos are already predetermined from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, meaning how much money he's going to make, how much food he's going to have, chutz mimas shemotzi v'shavas v'yom tovim rashi chadashim v'chalamoed, except for the money you spend on food for Shabbos and Yantav and Rosh Chodesh and Chalamoed, umash ha-tinokos malichin le-beis rabban, and that which the kids bring to the Rebbe. In most of Masifin lo, so if you spend extra on that, you'll make extra money, v'impoches pochsin lo, and if you go cheap on that, you'll make less money. V'kosov v'beis Yosef, mash ha-mer mash ha-tinokos malichin, what does that mean, what the children bring to the Rebbe? So the Beis Yosef says, that's koyal schalimud, that means the tuition payments. V'abach perish to koyal Rosh Chodesh, but the Bach says, no, it's going on Rosh Chodesh. V'akavana al mash ha-nunogin l'shloach al-idei tinokos mo'ol shal Rosh Chodesh l'rabban ve'in levat al-minu gad kan. It means they used to give the Rebbe a tip every Rosh Chodesh. So the extra money that they would send to the Rebbe every Rosh Chodesh, don't worry, that's not coming out of your salary. You may be wondering, why is he quoting this from a Medrash Psikta? Isn't there a Gemara like this? Yeah, there is, except the Gemara doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh, so it wouldn't make his point. So he quotes from the Medrash, where the Medrash actually mentions Rosh Chodesh. Besudas Rosh Chodesh, near Dimashim Harba Besud B'yom L'Kvod Rosh Chodesh Dai. To take the Suda that you're already having and make it a little more special, that's good enough. To do it during the daytime is good enough, even though there is a Rosh Chodesh might have two Sudas, a nighttime and a daytime. To have it extra during the daytime Suda is good enough. Vein Tzarech L'Arbos Gam B'Laila, you don't need to do it at the nighttime of Rosh Chodesh. Kosva Achorim, the Achorim write, Amadaktikim Noagim K'shchal Rosh Chodesh B'chol, Osem Maichel Echad Yosemim Kol Yom L'Kvod Rosh Chodesh. That when it's a weekday Rosh Chodesh, so whatever your normal weekday meal is, so normally it's a tuna fish sandwich and a coffee, so it should be a tuna fish sandwich and a coffee and a little Danish for dessert. You have a little something extra. Ukshchal b'Shabbos, and it's going to be Shabbos where you have kesuda shlomo b'shaito, right? So also Michael echad yosin mashnogim mekol shabbosos. So you make an extra kugel, you do something a little extra for Rosh Chodesh kadesh yad nikr kavod shel Rosh Chodesh in order to make the kavod of Rosh Chodesh nikr. In the Shaar Tzion, he points out that the Magen Avraham has an Eitzah that when Rosh Chodesh is Chal on Shabbos, that another way to show honor for Rosh Chodesh is not by having more food, but by being Mamshich Shalashudis late into the night, by continuing Shalashudis for longer. He says, but nowadays it may not be such a hecker because a lot of people do that anyway. So better to have an extra item of food in honor of Rosh Chodesh. Magen Avraham discusses the dinim of birchas hamazon Rosh Chodesh. We already discussed this a little bit in the halachas of birchas hamazon, and we'll discuss this a little bit later on in Ilchas Rosh Chodesh when we talk a little bit more about benching on Rosh Chodesh. So to summarize what we learned tonight, we said that if a person takes a shvua to fast a number of days and Rosh Chodesh happens to be one of them, that's an isur kolel, so the shvua is going to be chal, and therefore you need to address it by being matir. I'm sorry, that shvua is going to be chal. If a person takes a shvua beferish to fast on Rosh Chodesh, so the Shulchan Aruch says, if the isur to fast on Rosh Chodesh is only an isur drabanan, the shvua is going to be chal, and you need to be matir. And if it's daraisa, then the shvua is never going to be chal anyway, but the Mishmur quotes a shach, that even if it is daraisa, the shvua is going to be chal, because it's not mefurash bekra. And then we said that if you fast on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, a tainus chalom, you need to have a tainus latani say, but there might be an exception for Rosh Chodesh Av and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then we said you're supposed to have extra food on Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to wash, but whatever money you spend is not coming out of your salary, and you should have one extra food on a weekday, one extra food on a Shabbos, just to indicate that Rosh Chodesh is in fact a special day. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up on Siman Tav Chav. Same time, same place. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.